Free thinking. Free thinking doesn't require drugs, but they do help. How does one deal with a subject like free thinking when a portion of the readership does not believe in it? This same problem has been plaguing learning institutions for years. It isn't a minor issue. People are very opposed to any form of free thinking when it runs contrary to their core systems. Many, and in fact most, that oppose free thinking are forced into a position of hypocrisy by their very position in the workforce. If you support this idea, you can't really draw the line at certain issues. You can't say, well, okay, be a free thinker, but don't use drugs. That's like telling a runner to go fast, but not as fast as he can. Universities are supposed to be institutions of learning, but even if they are located in San Francisco, they can't allow their student body, to experiment with anything that the U.S. government finds to be illegal. Universities cannot function in any country without a charter from a bona fide government body. Therefore, they cannot teach anything to the fullest extent. Laws control what is taught, and dissension in any form will eventually cause the university harm. Here at INTS, we cannot afford to get a charter for this very reason. The issues that are at stake, namely, how do we, as a public, cause the governments to act more responsibly and force the business sector to comply to much-needed change, preclude joining either. Therefore, we function without any official support, but on the positive side, we can at least write anything that we want and think in ways that are prohibited in all schools, all institutions, and all government offices. Free thinking is just as simple as that. Free yourself from the institutions and persons that control you, and you are well on your way. Surely the students at USF don't bother to inquire with the staff before they imbibe on their favorite fun thing. Surely they write their thesis in any mental state they so choose, and to heck with what the university says. As long as they couch their findings in careful wording, they can get away with anything. But those devious styles are not required here. This is one university that fosters truly free thinking, and if it means stepping on toes, then so be it.